Be'ezus Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shlaim Ve'esim, the 22nd chapter in the Dam Sechel Shabbat in the Sefer Zman Book of Designated Times, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing now the Shvusim, the rabbinic prohibitions that are related to the Lamates Malachas, which now we continue with the Lamates Malachas, starting with the Malacha of Afiyah, of baking, going all the way till the Malacha of Stira, of demolishing. The Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, continuing from the previous Perek, what the sages said are forbidden, even though they're not actual Malacha, because of Shvus, which are things that are either similar to the malachas or things that are forbidden because exer, they might come to an isra skila of malacha, as we said in the beginning of the previous parak. So starting off with the malacha of baking, which is related to the problem about taking down the bread from the oven. So the dias hapas, in those days they would slap on a slab of dough onto the wall of the oven. So the dias hapas, taking the bread down from the oven, although the id itself is not a malacha, asru oisachacham, the sages said it's forbidden. Kashem yabalafas, then you might come to bake if you could do these types of things of taking the dough down. Again, so that's a shvus related to the malacha of afiyah. Now, hamat big pas batanim b'ogim, if someone attached the bread into the oven from before Shabbos, b'kodesh lo b'yam, now it's already Shabbos, which we said you cannot do redias apas, you can't take the dough, the bread off the oven wall on Shabbos, but matzal mimen the Muslim shalosh sudas, you, so to speak, could save from it the food of 3 meals worth, because of that they let you what you need for the Shalosh Shudas. And by Malachim, he could also tell others, Boi Vatzi Lachem, come and save for you also, because every person can take 3 meals worth. Now, Vavbi should a dia in a malacha, although the taking down of the bread is not itself a malacha, but Kishu Matzel, when he does take it down, which we let for that, 3 meals worth, Lo Yid De Bemidide, shouldn't take it down with that mirdu, which is a special tool that was used to detach the stuck bread from the oven wall, El Basakin, rather only with a knife, Kedilashan is again to do differently than how it's normally done. Halacha Beis, regarding the decree of bathhouses and about warming up water, which is all related to this malacha of baking, which is related to the malacha of Bishul, about cooking, which is related to this rabbinic concern about the bathhouses. Why did the sages say it's forbidden to enter into a bathhouse on Shabbos with if it was heated up with its waters from before Shabbos? The reason is mnei habalon, because of the bathhouse attendants, shoyim mechim and chamim b'Shabbos, which they would actually prohibitively, they would warm up the hot water on Shabbos. So they would say, "Oh, my Shabbos uchamo, it was warmed up from before Shabbos." Lafikach gazu, therefore they made a decree shleik konas odma merchatz b'Shabbos. That's it. You're not going anyways into the bathhouse on Shabbos. Afil lazi, even to just for the shvitz to sweat. And v'gazu made a decree shleik shtatav kol gufa b'chamim, that a person should not wash his entire body in general with hot water. Fill b'chamim shochamim b'erev Shabbos, even with hot water that was heated from before Shabbos. Of upon the other buraglav, but for his face, his hands, and his feet, mutter, that's permitted. Now, but when do we say this? Or with water that was heated from fire, because of a decree, as we said, of related to that idea that not to use a bathhouse. But from the hot water springs and tveri, or similar types of things, which is not heated by a human being, mutter, that you're allowed to wash or you're in your whole body. Now, but you're not allowed to bathe yourself with the waters from the hot waters that are in the caves, because in the cave, unlike the Tiberian mineral waters, here the cave Yesh Behevel has vapor because it's in a cave. The Yovel Dezeyan is going to bring to a person schwitzing to sweating. V'nimtzis kamecha, it's going to come out like the prohibition that you have by the bathhouse, and therefore that is forbidden. Halacha Gimel. A person could warm himself up opposite a fire, and then the yotze, then he could go out and mishtatav kol gufay, and then wash off his whole body, b'tzayim, with cold water. Aval ein mishtatav, but he cannot do the other way around. He cannot wash off kol gufay, his whole body, b'tzayim, with cold water, and then mischam keneged hamadur, and then warm himself up opposite the fire. Neshamav shemayim shalav, because he's then making the water on himself lukewarm. He's warming it up. V'nimtzei kereches kol gufay b'cham, it's like he bathed his whole body in warm water, because he cold water, and then he warmed it up, and now he has on himself warm water. And maybe sealant shall say in the Metech Mayim Chamin, if someone brings pipes of cold water through a hot water bath, even through the hot waters of Tveria, which we said that you're allowed to go into, but that pipe of cold water that's running through the hot waters of Tiberias, it's like water that was heated up on Shabbos, and therefore it's forbidden to bathe in that or to drink that water because it was warmed up on Shabbos. Halacha Dalad, maybe Adam Kitin Shal Mayim, a person could bring a flask of water, Menicha can take it on Madura, and put it opposite a fire. Now, Libishvel Sheikham, and that day should get heated up. Just to take away the chill from that water. And mechimanich pach shalshem kenegel medur. You're allowed to place a flask of oil opposite that fire. Kadesh yivshur, that it should become lukewarm, but leshayichem, not that it should be warmed up. And besach adam yodah b'mayim b'shem, the person could smear his hand with water or oil, umecham kenegel medur, and warm it up opposite a fire. But who, as long as shalicham hamayim shal yodai, that as long as the water in his hand should not get that warm, until it's the temperature that the belly of a child, of a baby, would get burnt from that. Because that's considered that of bishul, of the heat of which would be considered as cooked. A person could warm up a garment and put it on his intestines, on his belly, on Shabbos. The bath of the bathhouse, that's filled with hot water, you're not allowed to put in a little bit of cool water, because that bath full of hot water is going to be very hot, it's going to heat up the cold water. In contrast, if you put in a lot. You're also not allowed to put in a flask of oil, it's like cooking the oil. But you are allowed to put in warm hot water into a cold bath because what's on the bottom is stronger. So the little warm water that's coming in will actually be cooled off by the bottom cold water. So it won't be cooking anything. Halacha Vav continues with the related malacha of bishul, of cooking, to that of baking. So mechem, a urn, shepinim min mayim chamin, that you emptied out the urn from the hot water. You're allowed to put into the urn cold water, if you're putting a lot of it, to just make the cold water lukewarm, even though that actually is going to solidify the urn. But as long as you're not intending, that's not a problem. You're allowed to pour in hot water into cold water, or cold water into hot water, in contrast to that of a bath. But who, as long as it's not in a first vessel, which the first vessel is the actual vessel that was heated up on the fire, rather, as long as in the klisheni, a secondary vessel, because neshu mecham harbuk is the primary vessel would heat up very much, and that would be forbidden. So to a boiling pot, even though you took it off from the fire, but it's still the original, what's called klishen, the actual vessel that was on the fire, and I'll put spices inside of it, which those are the things that are easy to be cooked, even though it's not on the fire. But you can put salt inside of it, because salt does not get cooked, only on a large fire. And once it's off the fire, it's not going to cook. Now, if you poured out the cooked dish from the pot to a plate, although it's boiling in the plate, you're allowed to put into the plate the spices, because now that it's in the secondary vessel, there it doesn't cook, and it's permitted. You're not allowed to soak the chiltis, which is this the sprout that has a very strong aroma, and they would soak it in lukewarm water and drink it for medicinal purposes. You're not allowed to soak it, whether with lukewarm water, whether with cold water, because that's a weekday activity. But you're allowed to soak it in vinegar. Now, but if let's say he was drinking it already Thursday and Friday, he's allowed to soak it on Shabbos in cold water, and then put into the sun until it warms up and drink it, that he shouldn't get ill if he stops drinking, because he already was drinking, it's a 3-day drink, and he already drank it Thursday and Friday. Halacha ches, something that was cooked before Shabbos, or soaked in warm water from before Shabbos. So although right now it's cool, you're allowed to soak it in warm water on Shabbos, because it was already cooked. And there's no bishul acha bishul, there's no cooking after it was already cooked. Now, but davar shu'tzayin mekarav, something that it's cold, it was always cold. V'loy b'bacham ma'ilman, never came into warm water ever. So, but medicha noise b'bacham b'shabbos, you're allowed to wash it off with warm water on Shabbos, not to soak it in there. Im lo yehoysa ha'dachasik ma'malachti, if just washing it off was not finishing its preparation, because certain things, even just washing it would be finishing and that would be forbidden. Al in shu'tzayin noise b'bacham, but like we said, but you're not allowed to soak it in warm water on Shabbos. Halacha test, mutu l'hochem b'chama, you're allowed to warm up in the sun, something. Although you're not allowed to warm up something in the a derivative of the sun, let's say the car hood is hot, boiling hot from the sun, but in the sun itself you're allowed to cook, because you're not going to come to confuse the sun to a fire. So you're not going to decree that if we let you cook something in the sun, you might come to cook with a fire. You're allowed to put in cool water in the sun so that it gets warmed up. You could also put bad waters into good waters into bad waters if you want it to cool off. That's not a problem. And when you're allowed to put in a cooked dish into a pit, so that it should be protected, that it should not get spoiled from the heat. And again, we're not concerned that you're going to smooth out the bottom of the pit, which would be a problem about chayrish. Halacha yud. The person could mix together water, salt, and oil, and to dip his bread in, or to put inside a cooked dish. But v'hu she'asamat, as long as he makes only a little bit. But a lot is forbidden. It looks like as if he's doing an activity from the prohibited category of cooking. Which, what cooking is there? So it's like pickling. Because these items, salt and the oil and the water, it's like you could pickle if you do a lot. You shouldn't make strong salt water. If you make 2/3 of it salt with 1/3 water, so it looks like you're making fish brine, which that's pickling, which is like cooking. But you're allowed to salt an egg, because eggs are not usually pickled. But radishes are similar types of things, it's forbidden. It looks like you're pickling pickled items on Shabbos. And to pickle is forbidden, because it's like cooking. Just like cooking helps transfer taste, so too pickling does. Now, however, you're allowed to dip a radish or some types of things in the salt and eat it on Shabbos. You're allowed to mix together wine and honey and the pepper on Shabbos to eat it, because that's how normal people eat things. But wine and water and a balsam oil, also that's forbidden, to mix shein zeru lachilz brim, because that's not fit for healthy people to eat. And machin kiritz was any similar thing, which is again for refuah, which is forbidden because of shchikis amemanim, as we said in the previous parak. You might come to grind herbs, which is the malach of teichem. Halachi beis chardul shaloshim erev Shabbos, mustard that was needed together to make this paste from before Shabbos. So lamacha memachay, the next day you're allowed to blend it b'mayon b'mekeli, whether with by hand or with a vessel. Even noisel teichad vash, you could put honey inside of it, but b'leitriv you shouldn't beat it. It'll more rather mix it. Shachalaim kress shetrof me'er Shabbos, which is a type of a growth, I mean a type of a vegetable that was beaten from before Shabbos. Lamacha noisel teichad shemen b'chemin tovatam. The next day on Shabbos you're allowed to put in the oil and the vinegar and the spices, but b'leitriv you shouldn't beat it. It'll more rather just mix it. Shum shediska me'ab Shabbos, regarding garlic that was crushed before Shabbos. Lamacha the next day, nisla techagris, and you're allowed to put it inside the beans. V'leishchik again, but don't grind it, Lamar, just mix it together. Lachid Gimel continue with the next malach of goizes, of shearing, which is when you cut up the wool from the animal. So nikl seim agufa adam. Someone takes hair from a person's body. Chayim shum goizes, that's liability because of the shearing, of cutting hair from where it's connected to the body. Lefikach, therefore, asa lirchat sasei daim, you're not allowed to wash one's hands, but dover shemesha sasei badi, that's something that definitely will detach the hair, kugan ahala, which is a sprout that has a good smell that comes out of a certain sharp sap that they use for laundry. Okay, it's about some of the things which is definitely going to pull out one's hair. But umutulach, if you're allowed to go ahead and scrub sasei daim the hands, bafar levaina, with frankincense powder, bafar pilpilin, or pepper powder, or bafa yasmin, or jasmine powder, okay, it's some of types of things. And ba'in chesh, it doesn't have to be concerned, shemi yashra seir shal yodah, that maybe it's going to pull out the hair that's on his hand. Shadei in miskabin, because that's not his intention, and it's not definitively going to pull out his hair. Eidiv dover, if someone mixes together something, shemisha sesar vaday, that for sure pulls out hair, im dover shein mashar vaday, with another ingredient that does not definitely pull out the hair. So it depends. If the majority was from something that pulls out the hair, I'll scrape your hand with it. If not, it's with the permitted thing, then mutter, it's going to be permitted. Halachi dalad, asa liris b'madash ha-mateches b'shabbos. Related gezeiras, one's not allowed to look at a mirror made out of metal on Shabbos, which the edge would be sharp like a knife. Gezeiras a decree, shema yashar b'nimen ha-madudal menaseh. He's going to look in the mirror, he's going to see that's the hair that's like hanging out from the rest of his year, he might come to detach it. And vafil kavod b'kaisel, even if it's connected to the wall, doesn't make a difference. The sages did not differentiate regarding their gezer. But if it's a mirror not made out of metal, for example, like ours made out of glass, mutaliris, but then you're allowed to look in it, afil in kavod, even if it's not attached to the wall. Halacha tezov, continue with the next malach, a malabin of whitening, which related to that is that of doing laundry. So machabes, if someone launders, chayim hashem malabin is liable for whitening. V'hasoichet ksus, if someone squeezes out a garment that's wet, Chayiv is liable because that's doing laundry. Lefikach, therefore, Aster litchig matlis emoichin. Now let's squeeze a cloth or a wad, or similar types of things, befiha shisha, in the opening of a flask that has a very narrow opening, okay, it's about similar types of openings, to plug it up, because that might come to squeezing it, which at times that's inevitable, and for sure you're going to be doing schita. And allowed to clean something up with a sponge, because that's going to squeeze out the juice. Unless it has a handle, that he won't squeeze it out. And you're not allowed to cover a barrel of water or similar types of things with a garment that's not designated for it, because it's a decree, because it's going to get wet and you might come to squeeze it out. But if it's designated, you're not going to come to squeeze it out. But he has a barrel that broke on Shabbos and everything's spilling out. He's allowed to save from that barrel for what he needs for Shabbos, for himself and for his guests. As long as when it's by wine, he doesn't put a sponge over there to soak up the wine and to put it back into the vessel. Or yitapach b'shemen, or together with his hands, that the oil attaches to his hands, sticks to his hands, and then he wipes it up and puts it back into the vessel. Because shem yasik, he does it the way he normally does during the weekday, shem yovdei schit, he might come to squeeze out something. So b'kitzim asamen, so how does he save from this barrel that everything's spilling out? Maybe clear, you bring a vessel, and you put it beneath it to catch what's coming out. Now, but he's not allowed to bring another vessel and gather what's dripping out into the ear, or kli achav yitzarif, to put another vessel near the roof that it should flow from the roof into the vessel, and he's going to hold it in his hand, because there, that's a decree, that he might bring a vessel through the street, which would be carrying, haitzah, because since he's looking for all these vessels to save the liquid that's spilling out, he's going to get it Shabbos, and he's going to come to carry through the street. Now, but if he has guests that come to him, maybe then he could bring another vessel and catch what's spilling out, because whatever he needs for the guests is permitted. Or another vessel, and combine it with the first one. But he's not going to go and catch what's spilling out and then invite guests. Rather, he should first invite guests and then gather it, which that we permitted. Now, if he's deceptive regarding this area, meaning he invites guests that don't really need all this beverage that's spilling out of the barrel, his intent is that it should just remain for him, which is permitted because of the primary halacha, that you're actually allowed to save, it's only because the sages decreed that a person might be overcome with his money, might come to carry, but for guests that are permitted, so even if he's being deceptive, he's going to remember that why is he doing this, and he's not going to come to be Mechal Shabbos. Halacha Yitzayin, Tich Agabi Bigdai. There's mud on his garment. He could scrape the garment from within. But the in mechaschem mebuchutz, he cannot scrape it on the outside where the mud stain is. As a gezeira, the kriya shemechabes, because then he might come to launder it, might put on some water and start cleaning. Amutal garda b'tzibam, but he's allowed to scrape it off with his fingernail. And that's not a concern that he might come to whiten it. Hamechaschem es hasuder, if someone scrubs a scarf that's made out of cotton, aser is forbidden, because that actually whitens it, and that's libun. But if he does that same thing to his shirt, to his garment, then his intent is only to soften it, but not to whiten it. Sandal, a shoe or a sandal, they got dirty from mud or excrement. You're allowed to clean it with water, you're allowed to like rub it with water, but to launder it, that's forbidden. And the ima garden, you're allowed to scrape lemon olam b'leisandol m'chadoshim, not shoes or new sandals, because that would do the malach of memachik of smoothing of a sachin. And the gifter does not have the word oisam. Umakantchan esay yishan, but you could a smear and wipe of the old ones. Karei kesses, a pillow or a blanket, shayalim tzayotin, if they had on it waste matter or filth. You could wipe it with a rag. Now, if it was made out of on leather, because in contrast to a garment, the fabric is forbidden because a soaking with water is actually laundering itself. But leather, you could put on water until you get rid of the filth, because a leather is not as absorbent as a fabric. Halacha test. If someone's hands got dirty from mud, so he could wipe it on the tail of a horse, it was navaparo, the tail of the cow, ubamapa akasha, or in a harsh cloth, hasui leches bahakitzim, that is used to hold on to thorns, which is something thick. But he cannot wipe his dirty hands in a cloth that used to wipe one's hands with. And the reason for that is because daddy doesn't want to get filthy and dirty, and he might come to actually clean that on Shabbos. That he shouldn't do the way he normally does during the weekday, because he then might come to launder that towel. Someone washed himself with water. He could dry himself with his towel. He could carry it with his hand. And when that concerned, then he might come to squeeze at his towel. And so if someone's clothing got soaked with water, Malchabem, he could continue walking with it. We're not concerned that he might come to squeeze it out. Now, he's now let us spread it out. Basically, even in his house, to dry, because it's a gzer, it's a decree. Because maybe the one who sees might say, oh, how is the kibbutz ksus b'shabbos? Look, this guy did laundry on Shabbos. There's shtach li'abshon, now he's hanging out to dry. And wherever the sages said something is forbidden because of the appearance of to the eye of the onlooker, even in the innermost chambers of forbidden, so you're not allowed to spread it out to dry, even in one's own private room. Two purifying areas, meaning two separate mikvois, which there's a pipe from one to the second one, which they would close up the pipe so that the water does not get mixed one from the other. But when they want to connect it, they would remove the plug from the pipe. So when you have two mikvahs, zolgabzu, one on top of the other one, so you take out the plug from between them, and now the waters are connected. And you could put the plug back into its place. And the reason is, you're not going to come to squeeze it out. He actually wants the water to go out. So he's not going to plug it up in a way that's going to be doing it so tight that it's going to squeeze out the water from that plug. You're allowed to plug up a drain with cloths, with kerchiefs, or anything that's movable, so that the water does not flood on food items or on vessels, because he's not plugging it only that it shouldn't come out of the abundance of water, but he's not concerned the little water that comes out, so he's not pressing the plug so tight, and therefore it's not going to come to do skita. I will aim poking this a bit, but you know, I'll plug up the drain so that the water should go down to the pit in the courtyard, because then he might squeeze it out when he's pressing it to close up the drain, because again the plug is soaked in water and you might come to squeeze it out. It's forbidden to fix the sleeve of a garment, or to break it into tiny breaks, which mean making pleats, the way women have on their garments. The way a person prepares it during the weekday, the garments, when they do laundry. So you're not allowed to do that same type of thing on Shabbos. Now fold garments on Shabbos, the way you do during the weekday, in the garments, when you do laundry. Again, these are all related to doing laundry. Now, but let's say you had no other garment to change into, then you're allowed to fold it, to spread it out, and to then cover yourself with it. That he could adorn himself with it on Shabbos. But who has? And this is talking about she begged chadash lavan. Specifically, it's regarding a new white garment. Because that's something that gets crushed and gets filthy right away. Now, when you fold it, only one person allowed to fold it. But to fold it with two people, usher, that would be forbidden, because by two people, you're really gonna stretch out the creases very much, and that's like a full-fledged tikkun, which is forbidden. Halachah Chav Gimel continues with the other malachas of dyeing and of sewing. Hatzaveya, someone that dyes, is ma'avas malachas. It's from the primary forbidden categories on Shabbos. Lefikir, therefore, also le'isha lahabas sarka panet. It's forbidden for a woman to put rouge, to put this red dye on her face. Neshi ketzavas, because it's like dyeing. It gives color. Now, vatefer, someone that does sewing is ma'avas malachas, from the primary categories on Shabbos. Lefikir, therefore, related. Now fill up the new pillows and blankets with the cushions. Gizeres, the decree, shemitva, then you might sew it closed. But regarding the tufts that fall out from the pillow and the blankets, then you're allowed to put back on Shabbos. Halacha Chavdal continues with the next malacha of kerdeya, of tearing. Hakerdeya, tearing is ma'avas malachas, from the primary forbidden categories on Shabbos. Levikra, therefore, mishn is tabchu begadu b'kaitzim. If someone's garment got stuck in a thorn, so mafridish b'tzina, so he discreetly disconnects it, and mesmamei, and he does it delicately, kadesh lekareya, that it shouldn't tear. Now the nikru, if it does tear, in a chayv klum, is not liable for anything, shadali in this kama, because that was not his intention. Umit alibush begadu b'chadashim, and a person is allowed to wear new garments, even though he doesn't know if it fits his size, and maybe he's going to put on, it's going to be so tight, it's going to get a tear, and then nikru, nikru, and if it tears, it tears. It's not inevitable, and that's not his intention. Poitzin es egoiz b'matlis. A person is allowed to crush a nut with a cloth. We're not concerned that maybe it's going to tear. Lacha chafei continued with the next malach about building and about demolishing. Sa'atekeya, someone squeezes in. He presses something into a tight spot. Chayv mishum b'ayna, that's a liability for building. Lafikach, therefore, call out the losses hamachubaras lakarko, all doors that are connected to the ground. Now I'll take it away, and I'll put it back in. Zera, it's a decree, shamiyitzko, because he might put it in very tight, which is b'ayna. Avadelas, but a door, shida, of a box, or tevo, migdal, different types of containers, or closets, or shardals, like him, or other doors of vessels, that you're allowed to take out, but v'limetzinala, put it back in, because again, you might press it in tightly. Now, v'mnishmat sir ha-tachnashalen, if the lower socket gets detached, d'chkin leislam kam, you're allowed to push it into its place, because it's easy to put it back in, because the upper socket is still in. And uba mikdash, in the base of mikdash, actually machzir nice, you can even put it back in, push it in, you're allowed to actually put it back in, because of the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't make, we don't have a gezeirus derabanan, there's no shvusin, so there's no gezeirus of shemayitka that you might put in tightly pressed. Avatzira elyon shenishmet, but if the upper socket comes out, asalach zira b'chamok, and then old place you're not allowed to put it back, because that's a great effort, a tircha, and you might have to put it in with nails or with wood, and you can be chayv for baina. And it's because of gezeirus, it's a decree shemayitka that you might put in tightly pressed. Halach above. In goitlin esaharish, you're not allowed to braid the hair of the head, and this is related to baina. Vein peiks nice. You're not allowed to, neither are you allowed to go ahead and separate the hair of the head to different sides by the temples. I mean, they should need a kibbutz because it looks like building. Braiding here is like building. Vein mechzinu menoidah shel chuli. You're not allowed to put back a candelabra made out of different parts because that's like building it. But the kisa mafutzel, neither a chair that is made out of different parts, or a shulchan mafutzel, not a table that's made out of different parts. Okay, it's some type of thing they should combine because it looks like building. Then next, if you put it back, part of your exam, because there's no prohibition about building by vessels, and neither is there prohibition about demolishing by vessels. And v'mhayud often, if it was loose, then mutan lachzir, and that's actually permitted to put it back together. And v'im esak nechulia shal shidr shal katan, zu b'tzad zu, you're not allowed to fix the vertebrae of the spine of a child, one near the other one. That looks like building his spine. Halach of Zion, ha'isa oil kavu. If someone makes a permanent canopy, chayim shem baina, he's liable for building. Lefigah therefore, no isna oil arai. Like itchila, therefore, initially you're not allowed to make even a temporary tent, and lo isna oil arai, and you're not allowed to demolish a temporary tent because it's exer. It's a decree shemiyasa oyister oil kavu, because then you might make or demolish a permanent canopy tent. Now, if someone made or demolished a temporary tent, Patri is exempt. And moreover, Mutla Hisav al Oil Arai b'Shabbos. A lot of, if you're just adding on to a temporary tent on Shabbos, Kesed Haso. So if you have a talus, you have a cloak, a garment, Shoisav Perus al Amudim Oil Aksalam, that was spread out on either beams or on the walls, Vaisa Krucha Kain b'Shabbos. Now it was rolled up from before Shabbos. So Im Nishrami Menagag Tavach Matuch, if it still remains, you didn't roll it up totally. There was still a roof of a handbreadth that was stretched, that was spread out. Then the reza matech is called b'Shabbos. Then you allowed to spread out the whole thing on Shabbos. Actually, also El Gadol unfolds a large canopy. Because again, you're just adding on because it was at least a tefach which already had a gag from when Shabbos on Shabbos already from before Shabbos. Halacha chafches in toilin es akila. You're not allowed to hang a canopy, which is like a tent around the bed, which is there to protect from the flies, because now beneath it, you're making like a temporary tent. Now, however, it is permitted to place a bed, a bikisi, and a chair, a triskel, which is like a tripod, and you're allowed to put it down. Now, although now beneath that area, you're making oil, should be the same problem. No, that's not the way that you normally make oil. Not permanent, not temporary, because you don't utilize the airspace beneath those items. Halacha chavtes. Kol oil meshupa, any slanted tent, she'im begagai tefach, that you don't have in the roof horizontal of a handbreadth, And moreover, v'lib b'pachis mishleisha samach legager reicha tefach. And you don't even have within 3 hand breadth near to the roof, which is the top. You don't have even there a space of a hand breadth. Then there is oil aray. That's a temporary oil. Lo'isa is like a tchil b'shabbos. If someone initially makes that on Shabbos, potah, he'll be exempt. He won't be liable. Talis kfula. If there's a folded talis, which is spread out on one pole in the way that you don't have on its roof a tefach, where if let's say you wrap the talis in strings from before Shabbos to pull from them and to spread out in either direction, so mutal and taisa, then you're allowed to go ahead and spread it out because that's like adding on to an oil ari which is permitted. Mutal fork, and you're allowed to roll it up. But chena parechas regarding a curtain that there's no issa oil only by a gag and not by a mechitza. Halach lamed kilas chasanim. Regarding a bridal canopy that does not have by its roof a hand breadth, because it goes to a point. And the and even within 3 hand breadth from near its roof point, even there you don't have a width of a tefach, because if it would be, then it would be considered as the roof having it. So since it was prepared for this purpose from before Shabbos, so mutl and taisa, mutl parka, you'll have to spread it out, or take it down on Shabbos because you're not making oil, like we said, because it doesn't have a gag of a tefach. Now, that's as long as shalitei mishol shalis ma'alamita tefach, as long as it's not hanging down from the bed a handbreadth, meaning that if it was a handbreadth hanging down from beneath the bed, that would be like a mechitza, and then it would be considered as if the slope that's above the bed as a roof and literally making oil is forbidden to be made on Shabbos. So as long as it's not hanging down from the bed a handbreadth. Pekaka chaloin, which is the cloth that you hang opposite the windows to block the light. Bizman shu mesukin lekach. It was prepared for this purpose. Af b'shein ha'kosha ben tol, even though it's not tied on and it's not hanging, mutar lifkoik by chaloin, you're allowed to use it to plug up the window. Halacha lamed aleph. Koyva sh'oisna l'roish. We're running a hat that they make on the head. B'yeshli sofa makefes, and it has a brim that goes around. She oisa tel, which makes shade, like a tent. Alavushay over his clothing. Mutal lavshay, you're allowed to wear it, even if it has a width of a tefach, because since the brim is not so hard, it's not considered as an oil. Now v'mhoitzi mina beged. Now, however, if someone takes out from his garment sub l'roishay around his head, like an egipanav or opposite his face, kama oil like a tent, and v'hoi mahudik al roishay, and it was tightly fastened on his head. Now and the edge that's coming out is very hard, like a roof. That's also that's what they show oisa oil aray, because that's making a temporary oil. Halacha lamed beis hanoita parochis ukiyitzav. If someone stretches out a curtain or something similar, so tzach lizaris, be careful shleiyasa oil b'shoshanaiti. Be careful that when he's spreading out the curtain, should not make an oil when he's stretching it out, because when he's going to hang up the curtain, if it folds over a little in its width, if that fold is going to be a tefach, that moment he's making an oil. If there's a large curtain, you need to have 2 people to hang it up, because 2 people could be careful that it shouldn't fold. One person be forbidden because he's going to be holding it and spreading it out. He's going to be making a tefach of a gag when he's doing it, possibly. Now, the mehoise kila shish lagag, if it was a canopy that had a roof, then ain moishch naisa. Then that you now let a spread out. If Allah saw even 10 people, because she eev shishle took b'ma'ad me'al o'ar, it's not possible. It's not going to be elevated a little bit above the ground, and it has a roof. But the asa oil ari, and it's going to be making a temporary oil at that moment. So you're not allowed to stretch it. You're not allowed to spread it out. Halacha lamed gimel beged shemechasabay. Regarding a garment that is used to cover, in other words, that's prepared to cover. Because if not, we would consider that you might come to squeeze it out. But it's used to cover piachavas, the opening of a barrel when it's not full. And between the water and the garment, there is a airspace of a handbreadth. Lo yichasabay is kula. You should not use it to cover the whole opening. And you should not say oil, because then you're making like an oil, because it has a space of tefach beneath this canopy, this cover that you're making over the opening. A mechas will mix his pia, but he could cover part of the opening. Hamasanin b'chviva mitzvahs. If someone is sifting with a wicker basket, lo yigbi karkaras hakviva min hakli tefach. He should not elevate the bottom of the basket above the vessel a tefach, a hand breath, because kadesh l'asa oil aray b'shabbos. You won't make a temporary oil on Shabbos, and you're making it a roof for an area of a tefach, again, which is prohibited for this problem about making oil on Shabbos.